Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As night falls over Israel, the weather is cool and pleasant across the region. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying mild temperatures, making it a great evening to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, at least 5 killed and 16 wounded as a bomb blast rips through a cafe in Damascus. This comes from the Times of Israel just in. Also, the Israel-Lebanon deal exposes Hezbollah's grip on Lebanon, according to JNS earlier this hour. Also this hour, multiple casualties reported after a bombing attack near the Palace of Justice in Syria. This is from I-24 News earlier today. Separately, Iran prepares to bury its slain Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, following U.S. and Israeli strikes. The Jerusalem Post reported this a short time ago. And finally, Israel's ambassador to the U.S. criticizes Ben-Gvir, Mai Golan, and J Street, saying there are things that simply should not be said. Walla provided this update earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24 warned of disturbing scenes, mentioning the bomb explosion at a Damascus cafe, posting earlier today. Adam Louis Klein commented on the nature of anti-Zionism, noting it as a conclusion rather than an argument, sharing his thoughts just a short time ago. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, reported the explosion in Damascus, mentioning that ISIS might be responsible, although no group has claimed responsibility yet, in a post from earlier. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the bomb blast in Damascus, the explosion targeted a cafe near a key government building. Witnesses describe a scene reminiscent of past attacks during Syria's civil conflict. The Times of Israel reports no group has claimed responsibility yet. This incident adds to the ongoing instability in the region. Turning to the Israel-Lebanon deal, JNS highlights that the agreement reveals Hezbollah's influence over Lebanon. The deal, which was intended to ease tensions, may instead underscore the complexity of regional politics. It reflects the challenging balance of power in Lebanon. Meanwhile, Syria faces another tragedy with a bombing near the Palace of Justice. I-24 News detailed that this attack caught both bystanders and visitors unprepared. As Syria continues to grapple with internal strife, such incidents underscore the country's fragile state. Next, Iran mourns the loss of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. The supreme leader was killed in strikes attributed to the U.S. and Israel. The Jerusalem Post indicates that a week of mass mourning will follow. This event could have significant implications for Iran's internal and external political dynamics. Finally, Israel's ambassador to the U.S. has spoken out against certain political figures. Walla reports that the ambassador criticized remarks by Ben-Gvir, Mai Golan, and J Street. These comments could influence diplomatic relations and internal political discourse. Turning to business and markets first. Cato Network celebrates a $4.8 billion valuation with a special event in Tel Aviv. Ynet Business shared this development earlier today. Separately, new products hit the shelves, including Einav Bublil's Glow Oil and a popular backgammon suitcase. Israel Hayom Business highlighted these new arrivals today. And finally, as startups continue to launch rapidly, the need for unique strategies remains essential. CTech reports that the real challenge is creating something AI cannot compete with. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.